Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and consigliere. Today, we are live at the Multi-Unit Franchising Conference 2022 in Las Vegas with Karen Booz of Answer Connect and Derek Abelman of Northeast Color. Today's show is brought to you by Thrive and True Presence. True Presence has an integrated digital marketing platform for franchises and multi-location businesses with a marketing tech stack that powers your website, email marketing, e-commerce, social media, and directories management. True Presence has developed a new technology that can better track franchise websites, including franchise microsites. They track and report on 75 SEO attributes that indicate health. They compare franchise locations to each other and to local competitors and report back to you what needs improvement in order to perform better. Learn more at truepresence.com.
Is this the first multi-unit franchising conference for the both of you?
Yes.
What do you think so far?
It's my first time as well. So far, so good. I mean, it's a different conference than I've been to before. The emphasis really is on education and conversation. The breakouts are very pointed, and it's just really nice to see everyone in a slightly less mega city style experience.
Yeah, maybe not quite as structured as some of the other events we've seen, which kind of leads to more networking and conversations and relationship building, which I know we're going to get into that in just a few minutes. Karen, any initial thoughts on the multi-unit conference this year?
It's really nice to be on the other side of the table. It's nice to have the franchisors in the booth and be somebody that they're asking questions to. It's a really different concept for me, having been here for the first time, and it's nice to find out a lot more about what they're doing.
Yeah, I love that. And I mean, you know me, I like asking the questions. I don't want to answer any questions. So that's what you guys are here to do today, is answer a lot of questions. I know we've got something planned for the month of May with the International Franchise Association, where the three of us are going to be talking about relationship building and partnerships. Karen, tell us a little bit about this virtual webinar lunch and learn that we're going to do.
Well, that's exactly right, Jack. On May 3rd, we are going to be hosting a panel. Yourself and Derek and I will be inviting people to learn more about supplier franchisor relationships. And we're very excited to just talk a little bit about what we've learned over the years with our businesses and how we relate and work with the franchisor community. And I'm very excited to be in the panel with you and a part of the hosting party.
Excellent. I'm glad to be there as well. The three of us talk about relationship building a lot with our Lean In group that we're all a part of. We'll talk a little bit more about that group later. Derek, any initial thoughts on this event in May where we're going to be talking about relationships?
Yeah, well, I think it's really important because when we think about suppliers and franchisors, it seems and sounds so transactional at the top, especially when we're at a conference like this where everybody's got their booth and their business cards and you're trying to make a sale and you're trying to catch leads, trying to come back to your boss with some good news on either side of the fence. But really, at the end of the day, once all of that dust settles, what you're looking to build is a relationship. That's the important thing. It is not a transaction. I think that we have some work to do to help people understand really what it is that we're all about as suppliers.
You know, it's funny that we're standing in the middle of a huge exhibit hall and we're talking about transactional business in this industry versus building relationships, because on the surface, and I think a lot of suppliers that the three of us know, they think that a trade show or a webinar or a conference is transactional, right? I went to the multi-unit show and I came back with 47 leads. Or I went to IFA and I came back with 3 sales. And I'm here to tell everybody, it doesn't work that way, right? It's relationship building, whether they are a client, a partner, a future employer, a future employee, or maybe somebody you're going to start a business with someday. these are all long-term relationship building exercises. And sometimes we meet someone at this show and then we see them again at the franchise update show in June. And then you might talk to them again on a webinar in August. And that's touch point, touch point, touch point. I think the keynote speaker here today in Vegas was Jesse Eitzler. And I think he really got the crowd fired up on this idea of relationship building and it not being transactional. He actually said that on the stage, that that it's not transactional and we need to, you know, work on our, you know, working with our business partners, consoling them when things are going wrong, and complimenting them when they do something right, and celebrating with them when they have a victory. And none of that is transactional, is it?
It brings humanity back to business. It really brings back in human touch and human contact. And for me, we want to talk about moving forward, but the last 2 years put us in a stopping place, and the transactions went out the window. We realized we need other humans, and we need to communicate with them, and we need to be in relationship with them. And in the franchise community, being in relationship is what it is about. And if you're not in relationship with them, you're really not in business with them.
Yeah, you're totally not in business. And I'll steal one other thing from Jesse Eitzler earlier, and that's if you've built this relationship, when things go bad in your business, and it will, right? You're going to have a bad quarter. You're going to have, a global pandemic. You know, things like that are going to happen. When you've built that relationship, those clients and business partners aren't going to turn their back on you. And if there's a possible way someone can help you or you can help them, that will happen. So as you can see, I'm a little fired up on the whole topic today after listening to Jesse.
I would agree with you, Jack. He was one of the best keynote speakers I have ever heard, and it was a thrill to listen to him and to really be rejuvenated by it and get back into the spirit of relationship.
I would agree. I would think, you know, the other thing, too, to point out about the franchise industry, which is something I've come to learn, is that, and we say this all the time, but really what it means, the franchise industry is a community, which is a family, right? And that relationship element is so important. Beyond franchisor, franchisee, all of those different distinctions. And within this community, within this industry, people change jobs. People move from supplier to franchisor to franchisee. So all of the relationships you have, all of them are valuable. All of them are meaningful. All of this network that we're building together really has continuity over time. And that's something to bear in mind. Everything you do will reverberate for years to come in this industry.
Derek, I know I've spoken with you on this podcast and a couple of your clients, and, you know, both of you exemplify that partnership building with your clients. And Derek, I see it with a couple of the clients that have been on this podcast with you. There's not a lot of suppliers that I talk to every day that have clients that tell a story that includes you in their story, right? There's a lot of franchisors and franchisees who see the suppliers as someone that did a service and we paid them what we owed them and thank you very much. But I always get that feeling when I interview any of your clients that it's not transactional. You're involved, you know, from the planning stages and you know, they're actually listening to you, which is something that I think a lot of franchisors do poorly, and that's listen to their supplier partners and actually, you know, not see this as just some transaction, but something that we're actually going to listen to them and help grow our business. So kudos on that, Derek.
Thank you. Thank you. I think a part of it really for us is we believe in mutual growth. We believe that like your success is our success. And so what we're trying to do is not tell you how it should be done, but to work with you to bring out the best in your situation, to bring out the best in your brand. And that's really what it's about. We want you to succeed. We believe that we'll go further together.
Yeah, we're actually on the same team. And part of that, again, back to Jesse Eitzler, when we win, we celebrate together.
Yes.
And I think that's something else that I like in this community is when someone on, you know, within our little group, the lean-in group for suppliers, when someone has a victory, when someone gets a new job, when someone makes a huge sale, we all celebrate.
Yes.
And that's something that, especially if, like some of us, we're working very independently, we don't really, you know, have a huge office of people that we go to every day. So it's very helpful. By the way, anyone who's interested in that Lean In group, please feel free to contact me. It's not an open group. There's a process that we go through to choose people who are really going to add value to the group. But if it's something that you're interested in and you would like to work with other suppliers, please contact me. Best way to reach me is on LinkedIn direct messages, because I'm on LinkedIn about 22 hours a day. So that's the best place to get me. But as far as our relationship building and partnership building, and we're going to be talking about this with the IFA Lunch and Learn, Karen, any sort of preview of what you want to talk about during that webinar? Are we going to do any case studies or maybe talk about some best practices? What's sort of your vision of what we're going to share with everyone in May?
So, great question, Jack. What I think I've learned most about getting prepared for the best practices that we're going to share is that even though we work in different realms of the franchise industry, our best practices are actually very much in alignment. It's how we connect with, how we continue to communicate with, and, you know, it comes down to the three C's. How do we console each other? How do we celebrate with each other? And how do we congratulate each other? And that's from Jesse, as Jack stated earlier, but really, it really brings it to fruition for us on what the best practices are for communicating with our partners and the franchises and the suppliers that we work with. Is how do our best practices work across all lines?
Excellent. Before we go, Derek, any last thoughts on relationship building, partnership building, getting away from the transactional sale? Anything you're working on yourself and for your team maybe this year to continue in this great direction that you've been moving?
Yeah, so I think that, thanks Jack, I think a big part for us is being very proactive and to set expectations with our clients as they're coming in. Our onboarding process is engaged, it's very involved because we do a signage audit, we get to know the brand so that we can execute on it. So really setting those expectations of what that partnership is going to look like, what you can expect out of us, what we're going to expect out of you, and then, you know, to sum all of that up, where are we going? What's the end result? And that is, like, continued growth, continued revenue, really building on the strengths that we have. Like, you have to have that goal in mind. What does our happy relationship look like? And here's how we're going to get there.
I love that idea of what does our happy relationship look like? So thank you both for that. The Lunch and Learn webinar with the International Franchise Association will be coming up in May. Karen, what date is it?
On May 3rd.
May 3rd, excellent. And we will have a link in today's show notes where people can click on that and sign up for that Lunch and Learn. Also, one other thing I wanted to plug while we're here, while we're talking about the IFA and Franchise Update Media, the Franchise Consumer Experience Conference is coming in June to Atlanta. Now, this is the merged shows between the IFA from the old Marketing and MITCON show and the old Operations show and Franchise Update's Marketing show, merging all into one, happening in June in Atlanta. Check out today's show notes for a link right to that show as well. And a pro tip, get your hotel rooms booked now, because this is going to be a huge show. There's only a limited number of nice hotels in Buckhead that you want to check out, so make sure to make your reservations now, and also reserve a spot for yourself at that show, because I think slots are going to be limited. So again, we'll have a link to that show in today's show notes as well. Derek, Karen, thank you so much for being here, and enjoy the rest of the show here in Vegas.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Before we go, a quick word from Thrive. Thrive is an end-to-end client experience software for growing franchise brands. With their turnkey solution, franchisors can be confident every location is running and growing on the same franchise marketing software. Easily view your best and worst performing locations, filtered by metrics such as geography, average order value, number of appointments, and more. Keep tabs on your entire business and individual locations all from one place. Check it out today at thrive.com/features/franchises. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.